It's 8:01. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, February 6th. I'm Patricia Naft. A Colorado bill aimed at preventing teen pregnancy and keeping kids in school will be heard by the House Appropriations Committee this morning. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
House Bill 1079 seeks to extend and expand a pilot program known as the Teen Pregnancy and Dropout Prevention Program. Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose co-sponsored the legislation. Corum says the pilot program has been running for over a decade in Mesa, Montrose, and Delta counties.
You know, it teaches abstinence, but that doesn't always work. So we're also teaching them things that they are not learning anywhere else on how to prevent pregnancies and helping those that actually do become pregnant.
He says the program has been successful at helping to prevent teen pregnancies and keeping young people in school. And that's why Corum wants to see it expand statewide and have the 10% local match provision removed because some counties can't afford it.
You know, it's going to prevent pregnancies. When you prevent pregnancies, you also prevent abortions.
The bill is set to be heard by the House Appropriations Committee Friday morning. Corum has also co-sponsored a separate bill that would fund a state program to help low-income women access long-term reversible contraception, like IUDs. The state credits that program with reducing teen pregnancies and abortions in Colorado. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The Colorado Attorney General has announced that the state will be one of 19 states that receive part of a settlement with Standard & Poor's, the financial rating agency. Colorado will receive over $21 million, which is just a fraction of the total $1.3 billion total settlement, half of it going between the states and the federal government. S&P was accused of repeatedly making statements emphasizing its independence and objectivity, when in reality, the credit rating agency allowed its desire to earn lucrative fees from investment bank clients influence its analysis. The lawsuit alleged that S&P inflated the quality of toxic assets, a key part of the financial crisis that started in 2008. A bill that aimed to help rural Colorado communities during times of economic crisis was killed in committee this week. The bill was sponsored by freshman Democrat Senator Carrie Donovan, who represents seven counties, including Delta, Hinsdale, and Gunnison. Donovan says the bill would have allowed the state to react quickly with financial assistance when there's an economic emergency in a community, like a plant shutdown or industry-wide layoffs. Donovan says the bill was shot down by a party-line vote. The Senate State Affairs Committee, headed by Republican Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction, killed the legislation.
There wasn't any clear reason given by the Republicans that voted no on it. We had had good discussions going into the committee hearing. I had support that extended across city and county lines, and people even from various sides of different parties who testified upon the bill and said that it would be good for rural Colorado.
Donovan says she was inspired to write the bill after nearly 400 coal miners lost their jobs in Delta County. A similar bill co-sponsored by Donovan and State House Republican Eulyn Willett of Grand Junction has yet to be heard. That bill seeks to give grants to 30 counties with highly stressed economies a boost. The Department of Agriculture has released the latest snowpack figures, and it doesn't look too great. Brian DeMocos is the Colorado Snow Survey Supervisor.
As of February 1, snowpack across the state of Colorado had dipped to 83% of median, and then stepping into the Gunnison Basin, the upper Gunnison as of February 1 was 82% of median. Surface Creek area was 63% of median. And the Uncompahgre was 92% of median snowpack. With respect to January 1, they have dipped significantly. January was pretty dry. In the San Juan as a whole, being the Animas, Dolores, San Miguel, and San Juan, snowpack was 66% of median on February 1. You know, we have about one-third of the winter to go, you know, to continue building on our snowpack. It's getting a little bit short, and for us to make up that room, we'd need about 125% of average, depending on where you are in the state. We need to see about 125% of average snowpack accumulation through the rest of the winter.
He won't say that's impossible, but it's not terribly likely. The Ebola scare has faded, and now measles are cropping up across the country, but we aren't the only ones fearing disease and quarantine. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The last vesicular stomatitis quarantine in Colorado has been lifted. Last week, the last horses under watch were cleared, and the state is now clear of the outbreak. Dr. Keith Rohr explains the disease that struck the eastern part of Colorado last summer.
Vesicular stomatitis is a virus that affects primarily horses and cattle. It can affect sheep, pigs, and a few other species. But in the last four or five outbreaks, all we have seen is predominantly horses, and then some cattle herds have been affected as well. When you see it, it usually causes blisters that's on the nose, muzzle, or the tongue. Occasionally, you'll see sores around the foot, the hoof, or the foot. And then occasionally, we'll see lesions, particularly on cows, can be on the teats. So particularly for dairies, that has a significant, can create significant problems with milking.
It's a nasty disease. Thankfully, the mortality rates are low and it's not frightfully contagious, spread mostly by flies. Still, there were 370 quarantines this past year, a substantial outbreak.
People who are in the area where they may be adjacent to other animals that are infected, the chances of infection directly from those animals are very, very slim. The greatest risk of the transfer of infection is through flies, and we did demonstrate. I think the dairies were probably the most interesting part of the 2014 outbreak, in that we had one dairy in the whole state that was affected. And throughout the outbreak, if you look at the counties that were affected in Weld, Larimer, and Boulder, Morgan, and those counties, there were dozens of dairies in proximity to those infected premises, and I think primarily through fly control, they were able to effectively reduce their risk of infection. And like I say, that was borne out by the fact that there was only one dairy that was affected.
The counties were mostly on the Front Range, and the disease never made it to the Western Slope, but that doesn't mean this area is immune.
If you look at 1994, and then subsequently in 95, and then in 2004, and then the next year in 2005, this disease in each of those years was on the Front Range and then the Western Slope twice. And am I concerned that we could see that in 2015? And the answer is yes, I am. We have some time to try to prepare as best we can, but in the end, you can't eradicate flies and insects, and they are very capable of moving the disease across state lines and then throughout the state.
Rohr says he was encouraged by this year's controls and says that they are reevaluating their quarantine to try to find the balance between controlling the disease and harming the ranches. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Stay tuned for Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.